We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, October 25th, 2017 at 8:34 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Lida will be a little late. I haven't heard from Matt yet here. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. Oh, gosh, not five.
We got five.
And Matt said he'd be here shortly. 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And I think everybody that's here is on the agenda later, so we have no other public to comment from.
Matt
says he'll be here shortly. Yeah. Entertain a motion to open a public hearing to approve or disapprove vehicle exemption for qualifying nonprofit organization of Mosaic at 8:35 on the clock.
I would move to open the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Seeing none from Mosaic, do you have information, or does Lori, or who?
Lori.
Or who has this? Oh, here it is. Okay. It's the two vehicles, a 2014 Sienna van and a 2015 Malibu sedan. I'm trying to see the amount here. Oh, one is for $294 exemption and $20 the fees or whatever, and the other one's for $400 and $20 fee, and to exempt those for the Mosaic Trust. Mosaic. Seeing nobody here, well, you go ahead.
I had somebody ask me about this. Why are we exempting vehicles all the time for for-profit organizations, or organizations that make money or charge big amounts of money for the people to stay there? And I said, I don't have an answer for it.
Well,
so this is not a profit. It's a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
They only charge what they can to be reimbursed from the state. That's a nonprofit totally.
Nonprofits can make money and still be classified as nonprofits, and that's for average person. That doesn't seem to make sense, but that's legitimate, and they are a 501c3, so they meet the qualifications that we have to grant them the exemption.
Well, I just had somebody ask, and I said, I don't know the answer, so
that's
I'll ask.
Good question. I mean, yeah. But Mosaic here, they're listed under nonprofit organization here on this form. It's under a nonprofit.
And the services they provide to the people with disabilities in our area and throughout the country and the world is absolutely fantastic. They're a fantastic organization, well run, do everything they possibly can to manage their money so they can provide those services.
And I'll agree with you, Denny. I wasn't disagreeing. I just didn't have any answer.
No, question of why sometimes some of the organizations may have, from outward appearances, may appear to be maybe a profit or whatever, but no, Mosaic is a nonprofit. The total, seeing no other comments for the public hearing, I entertain a motion at 8:37 on the clock to close the public hearing.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0. Entertain a motion to approve the vehicle exemptions, and the two vehicles together then total $694. The fee is $40, so the total exemption is $734. Make a motion to approve the
exemption. I would move to approve the exemption.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove amended resolution to set tax rate for political subdivisions for 2017-2018.
That would be resolution 17-33 now.
17-33. Entertain a motion to approve, and then we'll have Patty talk about it a little bit.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Juergens, seconded by Hill. Patty?
Yeah, ESU 6 just adjusted theirs a tad bit. They set their own levy, and so did the lower Big Blue NRD. So they have until November 5th to change that. So
Most of these were set earlier, though, most all.
By October 15th.
Yeah.
The Lewiston one is, I put it on there because some of those came from the other counties. They're actually not going to approve that one until November 2nd, the Lewiston School District, but it's on there. So they're pretty sure that's going to be what it is, but that's not our school district anyway. But before I had those blank because those were coming from other counties that I didn't have when we approved ours. There's a couple just small changes that really, when we carry it out six digits, don't change it that much. But I just admit, you have until November 5th to amend anything with the budget.
Any of the school districts listed on here then would have some property or some of their valuation in our county, then you're saying?
Yes.
Yep. So any of
and
these
like your Lower Big Blue and your ES6, that goes through a bunch of counties too, so they kind of set their own. And yeah, Wilbur, they have several counties, Norris, you know. So the only one that I know won't be approved till the 2nd of November is Lewiston, which is number 69 there. But she gave Lori the figures ahead of time, so I went ahead and put them on there, and I don't think anything will change to that. So, and you guys had sheets from before. I didn't do all the calculations, but that this one is... You know, the best thing is if anybody has any questions, just call me. Even a taxpayer. That way I can explain. I mean, don't be afraid to get a bit. That's, you know, I deal with it all the time so I can explain because I do the levy breakdowns and stuff. So if anybody really has any questions, just refer them on to me. Because now I'll consolidate them all to make one levy, and lots of people get confused on what that's about. So I don't have a problem with answering those questions for people. So, as
in other
you
words,
can see, the pipelines in some of those and some of those school districts are really, really do help. You know, like Odell. You guys have a good levy there.
Oh, there's Al.
I mean, and then you look at Wymore City, and it's really, we have a pool bond down there. So that's really high for a town.
Yes.
And I don't know when that'll be paid off, but like I said, I don't have a problem with answering anybody's questions, though. So now we'll go back into the office and consolidate them all and get ready for tax time. So,
any more questions, comments? If not, vote 5-0 in favor. Anything else, Patty?
Yep, that's all. I think every year they can only raise their budget 0%, unless they have a bond issue. What do you vote on?
If you decide to vote,
I don't know. But Don knows more about that. There's limits. He was asking questions.
More questions or comments, or otherwise, we're
are the schools limited what they can raise their budget every year? Or? Just look at some of these increases. It's just
the school's only limited by the dollar and a nickel levy.
Yeah, dollar and a nickel. Yeah. They are limited, though, aren't they, to a dollar five on the?
They're limited. They're limited to a dollar five. Yeah.
Unless they have a bond issue.
Unless they have a bond issue. Outside
bond
of that, they have to have bond issues.
People to do whatever they.
But then they can be beyond that when they throw in specials, all the additional
what you
so
see
can...
all the other extra things on there. If they have a bond of any kind, that's above and beyond the dollar and a nickel. And some of them have, I thought Beatrice maybe had even a building type thing they were going
technology bond.
Yeah, so I mean there's different areas or different things that they can work into additional stuff or whatever, but I don't know. I know if Janet was here, she could be able to answer it, but I'm pretty sure the schools aren't limited as far as the amount of an increase they do from one year to another percentage wise, you know, but I'm not sure on that. I just don't think they are, but never been to one of their budget meetings, so, but not a lot of people come to ours either, so.
I think there might be some state restrictions now on what they can do as far as increases, but I'm not sure exactly.
I'm not sure
what. In LB 1059, I think there were some increase limits put on.
It's not a percentage, though. I mean, it basically goes back to the total cap that you can use.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a similar situation if they're going to do a land or building and something like that. That's why they typically go through the bonding process, so the public gets a chance to hear it and vote on it.
One thing that happened, though, this year is that I didn't have the valuation increases that you'd had in the past. The valuations start coming down, then levies could start going up again. Does that make sense? So the higher the valuation, then the levy may come down. But if my valuation this year wasn't much of an increase at all, like barely anything. Yeah. And so when you see that, then...
Well, that's going to change for next year as the values are going like this. That's going to have a tremendous effect on us next year.
This is the first year probably in 10 years that I've seen an increase. I mean, almost the level
valuation.
Before it was always, we were really...
Yeah.
So you might see them start kissing that cap, that dollar and a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll have to.
I haven't looked into the new legislation and all that.
Well, there's a few of them there, you know, looking at the first one, William or Southern, they're at $1.49 or whatever, you know, $1.049. So there's some of them that are at the, so their budget is I guess, controlled by that dollar and a nickel as much as anything else. So
then they've got their, like Southern's got their special bonds, Beatrice.
I took special. I left at zeros, but I just left that line there because next year they could have one. So they're nothing on special. They're starting to get in better shape. I know.
Any more questions? If not, we will adjourn equalization at 8:45 on the clock.